This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Foci is looking for volunteers for a special light trap project. Partnering with the Hakai Institute, Foci will begin this project on April 15th, and I caught up with Helen Hall to find out what the light trap project actually is.
Yeah, it sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Light traps. Yeah, it's interesting how we use different equipment to find out different things in nature. So the Light Trap Project is a project, as you mentioned, with the Hakai Institute. And what it is about, dropping light traps into 20 different locations in the Salish Sea. So you put them down, they glow at night, and what happens is they attract different larvae to them. You can get a whole bunch of different larvae, all sorts of small critters living in the ocean. But what we're after is two crabs. One is the Dungeness crab, which has declined significantly across its range. And the other one is the invasive green crab. So a good crab and a bad crab, if you like. We did this project last year, and what we did and we're doing this year again is we're putting the light trap on the side of Cortez Bay near the Seattle Yacht Club. And we're looking for volunteers. It's quite intensive work. We need to look at the trap every 2 days and record what we're seeing. And it's really good fun. It's like a marine treasure hunt. So we'd love people to volunteer for it. It's a really good way to show children what's in the ocean too. And last year we got all sorts of quite incredible finds as well. We did get a few Dungeness crab. That's what we were looking for last year. This year we've added in the invasive green crab. That's what Hakai want, both crabs recorded. But last year we were finding like tiny baby octopuses. We were finding tiny flatfish. We're finding really small squid, just beautiful critters that we were putting them out on Facebook, and everyone was like, wow, that's really cool. And Mike Moore and Kate Madigan were helping coordinate last year. Mike posted some of his pictures on Tideline, and I think people were just fascinated by, you know, when you look in the water, you can't see those things at all until you get really close up. And we literally had a teaspoon, and these little tiny octopus was sitting inside a teaspoon. So really amazing, fascinating project. And we did have volunteers last year, and some of those are going to return. They love doing it, but we need more volunteers this year. As you can see, it's quite an effort. We will probably have the trap running from the middle of April, probably right through to August. Fun, interesting. And people are interested in volunteering, they can just phone us on 935-87 or email us on friendsofcortez@gmail.com.
And you said that project is located in the Cortez Bay neighborhood.
Yeah. If you live nearby, it's probably going to be easier to do. Anyone living in around Cortez Bay, but if anyone really wants to come, they can anywhere on the island, that would be really good. And the project, again, what's great about that project, we're partnering with the Hakai Institute, so all the data goes back to them, and they're working right across the Salish Sea to see what's happening with the crabs and to get some information on what's going on. Why is one crab declining, and where is this the invasive green crab? We're very concerned about that crab coming onto Cortez. And actually last year we had the Department of Fisheries and Oceans had somebody come and do a slightly different related project with the crab. They actually set traps for the crab, the actual adult crab, in Manson's Lagoon and Coulter Bay. And luckily, we didn't find any. It was a funny project where you're looking for something and actually you don't want to find it. It's the opposite to what we normally do. And we didn't find any, but what is happening with that crab is it's spreading up the coast. It's in the Campbell River estuary. So every chance it could get onto Cortez. If it gets onto Cortez, what the DFO would do, if we do find with the trapping project, which we did last summer with the DFO, we're also repeating that as well as looking for the larvae with the light trap project. And if we find them, they will send over a team of people to eliminate them. They're that worried about it.
So what is it? What kind of impact do these crabs have on our native ecosystem?
They're one of the most invasive and harmful crabs in the world. And they basically wreck the marine ecosystem, which everything else depends on. So they wreck all the vegetation. So they're really damaging, really harmful, and that would have a knock-on effect on other marine critters living in those habitats. Yeah, not a crab that we want to find here.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative,
the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.